Back to old school with DP and J. Presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese.
Right. Welcome back, old school. Jay Foreman here. A couple of questions, and you can take them in whatever order you want. But as we were just talking about, what do you do if you're coaching a team that is shooter-based and the shots aren't going?
I don't know. I coach a couple 14-year-old teams, and they got some shooters that I've seen that movie before.
Right, we know what that's like.
Oh man, that's it. When you sit over there, you be like, sometimes. One time I put my sunglasses on. I went to my happy place.
Like, there's nothing more frustrating as a coach, especially when you have a team of guys
that can play, that you know can play. Frustrating for me coaching club basketball is when you got guys that miss bunny shots and layups, right? Because they want to either
too cute
finger roll or
too cute. Yep.
In that case, last night when you got a team that's not hitting, one, you'd like to depend on your defense to kind of keep you in the game until you can kind of create some offense. Which obviously wasn't
didn't go well
last night. Ideally, you want to try to run some different sets, get some guys involved. I mean, look, when you got Derek Walker, who had been kind of like your glue to a more efficient offense, didn't get a shot, and even a lot of touches. You got to look at that. Maybe try to have I figure out you could do all these type of things. We could give all these suggestions, right? Fred knows what he's doing. I know Fred probably has two or three lineups, rotations, and probably has something that he needs on a special occasion last night in his back pocket. All that stuff is great, but it shouldn't – everything else is predicated on you playing hard and all that stuff. Their effort wasn't there. So anything that we say, any suggestion, it doesn't even get started out of neutral until the effort and execution and the intent is there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's that fake – it's – I don't want to call it fake hustle. But it's
I don't need
get
you to,
by it's get by hustle.
It's looking,
like it looks like I'm working hard,
right?
But I'm not actually working hard,
right? Yeah, the intent isn't fully to do what you're trying to do. It's the intent to make it look like you're doing.
Yep.
And you being a coach, me being a old washed up athlete, they've seen it before. And sometimes you got to learn how to not do it. But then those are the things that you got to. That's like a self-check moment. That's also a coach that's got to call you and be completely honest and blunt about it, and then you got to go out and fix it. When we're talking about rebounding, we're talking about switching or hedging harder on defense or communicating more effectively as a team, playing a little bit more team basketball as far as like to kind of change the pace of the game. If you're struggling defensively, let's make them play defense. These are all things that are correctable and correctable very, very quickly. Now everybody's got to buy in. Let me take that back. Everybody's got to. I don't like that. So everybody's got to be willing to
Just commit. Just commit
and do what they're supposed to do, and then go from there. But it all starts with going out there, practicing hard, preparing hard, being mentally, physically, and spiritually focused on what you got to do. Regardless of what your role is that night. And, the thing is that's frustrating about some guys that get on these microphones in both mainly football and basketball. Now it's basketball season. And basketball is different because there is another game. They play plenty of games. Football, I understand, because there's only 12. So you got to be – it's magnified because you only get 12 chances. But as soon as somebody doesn't play well or the team's not playing well, the season's over. Or, they make blanket assessments.
Yeah.
This is a team that you can't do that because they're still trying to find their roles. They're still trying to work on things they need to work on to be better as a team. They're emotional, or one of their emotional and true leaders on the team is hurt. So, yeah, he's there. He can say stuff, but until he gets up back on the court, it's not there. And then you're putting a lot more on the shoulders of Bryce. I'm pretty sure they probably need to try to get him going right off the early in the game because he's a young guy. Everything Bryce is doing now, it's everything's new.
Brand new.
Right? you know, making sure that he's got the right jumpsuit or a suit to get go to a plane, what time he's got to be there, getting himself there, getting to this hotel at certain, you know, whatever away game it is. Okay, this is what the arena looks like. Oh, well, the, you know, he doesn't have the experience of playing it.
What to eat, when to eat, how much rest he needs.
But he doesn't have the experience of playing at Indiana and be like, okay, well, yeah, this is the lighting in this gym and this is how the rims are. There is a difference, right?
Yeah, and off the dribble. And like the floors are all different.
Right, it's all different. So, you know, where the crowd is and all that. So, you know, but to eliminate that, you want to try to get him off early and go from there. And then obviously get some easier looks for, you know, D. Walker and so forth and so on. So, but ultimately, you know, with the guys they have, I'm sure D-Walk probably dressed some guys down. I'm sure. I don't know him personally, but, I mean, the few times I've seen and talked to him, he ain't playing no games, right? There's not a guy on that team or that coach on that team that doesn't respect him. So I'm sure that he probably took the bull by the horns or somebody did. And they are
– texting at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right, but I'm saying when he gets face-to-face, like, yeah, you might have got the text, but I'm going to make sure this is your good morning coffee. What's up? And then just go from there. You look at – you know, a lot of things go into – a lot of things go into performances like this when, from a football perspective and basketball perspective at the University of Nebraska, and that's why I say it's so unique. You have so much support on and off the court, you can sometimes – see things that aren't true. You can think things that aren't true. You could be told things that 100% factually isn't true. So it takes a strong person individually, mentally, to stay focused on what the job is. Playing football, making sure you're checking your ego, making sure that you don't ever think that you arrived or have somebody around there that's going to make sure that you're staying within the realms. Because when you have tremendous amount of support from NIL, social media, people around, sometimes you can lose focus on what needs to be done. And ultimately, you're here to play football and play whatever position is that you're playing to the best of your ability, first and foremost. And it goes same thing for basketball.
Is there anybody who is surprised Nebraska didn't beat Michigan?
I don't know. Probably the players.
Is there anybody?
I hope the players are surprised. I don't think they ran on that court thinking they were going to get beat by 40.
Is there anybody that would say that Nebraska has better talent than Michigan?
I doubt it. I mean, you got to ask the basketball. I mean, Michigan looked like a dang talented team.
Right. Like, it. Call it what it was.
That's a real deal team right there.
Like, it was a butt-kicking from a better team.
When your six-man Johns hits you up for 22 points and, like, 12 rebounds,
seriously,
and Dickinson hits
seriously.
And Dickinson had 15 and 13 boards. They had maybe six. Here, let me see that. Six guys in double figures, I think, right? Let me look at this right here.
I'm surprised they didn't have more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, so you got to think my man Terrence T-Time Williams, right, who's mm-hmm. a bulldog, mm-hmm. number 5. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he's going to be giving the Big Ten business. He's like his built 3 for 3 on threes, 20, hit you up for 20. Brandon Johns Jr., he hit you up for 20. Mm-hmm. Caleb Houston, right? Hit you up for 16. Dickinson hit you up for 15. Eli Brooks, who's a bona fide scorer, had an off night, and that's what you probably want to do. He went 3 for 10 and 2 for 8 from threes. He still hit you up for 10 points. And then Devontae Jones, his only shot he hit was a 3. But then you got to think the dude off the bench hit you for 22. Jackson
they
had 5.
15 Hold on. Of 32 from 3.
Bufkin had 5. This has been then the other two, Frankie Collins and Folds, you know, they had 6. But you got to think when you get 22 points from Terrence Williams off the bench and efficiency too, mm-hmm. 9 of 12, 3 for 3 on threes, that's a backbreaker.
That team shot 15 for 32 from 3.
Yeah. They were there. It was on and popping. They were on, but I think that, you know, we needed to play a little bit more defense. And then, you know, offensively, obviously, we weren't, you know, very efficient.
Well, you gave up 100 points at home.
102.
Yeah.
Right?
I was trying not to be mean, you know. You gave up 100-plus at home.
Yeah.
So you got to answer questions. Like, what were you trying to do? What were you trying to accomplish? Trying to keep the big dudes from going off? except for the big dudes to drag you out to deep water and hit you in the head with a three.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know what that is.
They'll figure it out.
Well, you know, we talked to Trey today, and Trey said, "Listen, we'll work it out."
He was on the radio?
Yeah, he came on. I felt good because he offered. And he says, I'd like to just come on and talk to people.
Let me ask you this. This is just from your basketball mind. Mm-hmm. And I'm not putting it out there. What do you think if they had Kobe be the facilitator, Verge the killer, Bryce as the three, to create some matchup problems with Lat and Derek?
Derek knows them as well as anybody, right? The redshirt year, sitting next to it and being around it, he knows what they're going to be trying to do. He ran a program, like he was the top dude. But I have a sneaky suspicion that Kobe and CJ will play better together.
Okay, so that's my question. No,
they'll play better together. If it were my squad, Kobe would be starting.
Yeah, that's why I asked you.
If it were my squad, it's not my squad.
Who would be your starting five?
I would still have Verge out there.
Yeah, that's what I said. Verge, Kobe, I would have Bryce, Lat, Derek. I might even start my main man, Eduardo. Where he from? He from like Paris or something? Is that where he's from? London? Grey Poupon?
London. Well, here's my thing about Eduardo. The thing that he does right from game to game.
I might just start CJ.
Yeah, and I'm just not sure that CJ is an energy guy.
So?
I just think, I think everybody here has started. Like, they were a star in high school, so everybody can start. Like, everybody knows how to be in the start line and get it going. Because that's how you get to Nebraska. Everybody here was the dude. Everybody here should be able to get you a bucket. Everybody here should be able to stop somebody. Everybody here should be able to.
How tall is CJ?
CJ's 6. He's always taller than I think he is. Like, I want to say
5'6".
I want to say 6'3", but it just it.
He's taller than 6'3". He's taller than me. Way taller than me.
I always.
CJ's 6'4", 6'5", at least.
We're gonna look to be sure. CJ is 6'5".
Yeah. So CJ, Kobe, Verge, Bryce, Derek.
Yeah.
That's what I'd roll with. I don't care if you
let Tominaga and Lat come in and shoot. They come in and shoot together. That's
then I'm
fine.
bringing in Bill Walton and Eduardo.
If Breidenbach, we're gonna see what the scan said. He got his knee scanned today, so we'll see.
Was it his knee or his foot?
Nick, what was it? Was it his foot or his right knee?
All right.
So we're waiting to hear what the update is with that.
And Eduardo better get his mind right, because he'd be first off of there.
Yeah, and
your boy Keon, my man Keon.
I'm still trying to figure out
Keon Edwards.
I want to know what that is. Like, right. We saw him in the open, and then we haven't seen him, and we haven't seen the thing that he was in the open. So
yeah, I don't know, but I might throw something at I'm throwing. Something at it. I'm throwing you a little curveball. I might have it. I think he's long enough and can create enough problems to guard one of those guys that's heating up.
I think they're not far from reaching back to Trevor Lakes.
To who?
Trevor Lakes, 6'7", 4. Trevor didn't play last night. Trevor didn't play last night.
They don't make that into a meme or GIF, but.
Yeah. I'm positive of that. We'll throw the break. Call now. 402-464-5685. Nick has trivia. He's locked and loaded. He's got a smirk on his face. Is this a tough one smirk, or is this an easy one smirk?
I think it's pretty easy. It's Husker basketball. It's from last night.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Okay. You're just going to double down. Yeah, that's your personality.
Yeah, you just going
to. There he is. Look at little Mikey over there.
Yeah, we'll get him in. Call now.
Look at him.
Honda Lincoln Hotline.
Hey,
402-464-5685.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.